do you feel if you do just enough? How do you feel if you don't put in 100% effort? Psychologically, if you know that you could have done better and you just put in enough effort to just win or just get the certificate or just pass the test or just get the qualification, how do you feel? And if you keep doing that on a regular basis, what happens to your headspace? Is it possible that we get what we accept? Is it possible that if average is what we're looking for, and by definition, average is somewhere between the worst and the best. So if you're sitting here in the average and you accept that in your life, is it possible that you'll get average in every area of your life? So there's those, the four things that Romax is all about. What does being healthy, fit and strong mean to you? And what does averagely, oh, you know, I'm just good enough. I'm not really fat, but I'm not really lean. I'm not really fit, but I'm not unfit. I'm not really healthy. I'm not exuding energy and enthusiasm, excitement for life, but I'm not sick either. That's one of those interesting definitions. Healthy doesn't mean that you're not sick. Surely healthy is going to mean that you have energy, enthusiasm, excitement for life. I just love, they're my three E's. I love sharing that. Why would you accept an average body when you could have a healthy, fit, strong body that can do all the things that you want to do? Why would you accept an average job? Why would you go somewhere every day to earn money that's like, oh, I like it most of the time, or I like it some of the time, or, you know, I get good holidays, or the pay's pretty good? See, that's sitting in that average bit, isn't it? If you've got a career or business, wouldn't you want to do something that you love every day, that you're excited to get up for, that you're enthusiastic about, that you want to keep getting better at? From a financial point of view, which is the third thing that Romax is all about. So Romax is be healthy, fit and strong, have a career or business that you love, be financially free, have great people in your life. But the financial one's really easy, because if you're doing what you love and you're really passionate about what you do and you keep getting better at it and you add massive value to people's lives, you're of course going to have a successful, whatever financial success means to you. But surely financial success means that you can live the life that you want to live. Not, I've got just enough money to get by, I can just pay the rent. When you talk to financial planners, they will share very openly that most people live from paycheck to paycheck. Most people that live in the Western world, if they had to miss two or three paychecks, they would be broke, they would be financially screwed. Is that a way to live? Wouldn't it be nice to live without having to worry about money, being financially free? I love that whole concept of financial freedom, financial security, where you have a financial wall around your life that nothing can get through. The bank, the government, the tax department, doesn't matter. You're safe and secure. Now, that might mean that you're wealthy, but whatever that means to you, for some people it's 50 grand a year, and some people it's 150 grand a year, and some people it's $5 million a year. But whatever it is, why would you accept just enough? Oh, how much do you earn? Oh, just enough to pay the rent. Yuck. Don't you want more for your life than that? And I know that's a very personal question, but I always ask it for our kids. I want our kids to have more in their life than that. I live in a house with a man, my gorgeous husband, who goes, everything he does is about winning. And I share that not because he's, if I don't win, I'm upset. He's very happy to lose to somebody that's better than him. But everything is about 100% effort. He never goes to a world championship. He never goes to a World Cup. He never goes to any event without being fully and totally prepared. He doesn't do just enough training to get by. He doesn't do just enough practice to hopefully win the gold medal. He goes fully prepared and ready to win the gold medal. Now, if he doesn't, it's because the other person was better than him, and he's got that. Isn't that a great headspace as well? I'm asking very personally because that example, he's a martial arts coach. He's the living, breathing example for his students. He doesn't teach them to do just enough to grade to the next belt, do just enough to win the next competition. He doesn't take them to the next competition unless they're 100% prepared, and he doesn't let them grade unless they're at 100% effort. And I'm sharing that with you because I think the world would be a better place, wouldn't it? If we didn't accept average. We get what we accept, we get what we expect. And if we expect average, we're going to get it. If we keep getting better, and the reason I hate the word best, if you accept best, oh, I'm the best, how can you possibly get better? If you're a fighter, if you're an athlete, if you're a business person, if you're anything that you do in your life, if you think that you're the best, how can you possibly get better? So average, yuck. Best, I avoid that word altogether because I want to keep getting better. And interestingly, worst is probably better than average. Because most people make changes when they're at their worst. I'm the unfittest and unhealthiest I've ever been. I've got to make a change. I've got the worst, most horrible job I've ever had and the worst boss. I've got to make a change. I'm as broke as I've ever been. I've got to make a change. So sometimes worst is the best place to be because it means that you're going to make a change. But if you're accepting average, if you only put in half an effort, if you only, and I always say that with exercise, if you put in a 50% effort into your exercise, why could you possibly expect a 100% result? How about you live your life to the max? I want to live like that. How about you? To live your life to the max, surely you have to put in maximum effort and get rid of this, I'll do just enough to get by. Live your life to the max. Super duper doo. How are you? Putting in 100%. Woohoo!